So, Ryan asked if I would do the midweek encouragement message. So here I am. I started thinking, how can I encourage my brothers and sisters during this time of COVID, which prayerfully looks like we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel? We, of course, have been studying Hebrews and Psalms, so that's where I'm going to go to encourage us, is what I and probably you guys have all been meditating on in the past few weeks. So we have the ammunition that Ryan has given us from our Hebrews and Psalm classes, and I thought that was reinforced with Ryan and Tony's conversation this past Sunday. I'm going to touch on 4 points. We need to put our trust and confidence in God. Angels are ministering to us. There is a great cloud of witnesses encouraging us to remain faithful. And Jesus is our high priest. All these points presented Sunday were very encouraging to me, and so I just want to re-emphasize them. Number one, why put our trust in God? Hebrews 2:3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" Well, we won't if we appreciate how God has elevated, renewed, transformed us into a new identity. We are His, the called, the chosen, the redeemed. We are the saints. How comforting is that to know God thinks of us in these terms? Number two, do angels minister to us? Hebrews 1:14, speaking of angels, says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?" Psalm 91:11 says, "For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." Wow. How amazing is that? God has given us help through His angels. Number three, what about the cloud of witnesses? In Hebrews 12:1, "Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Again, that's an encouragement to me. These saints, these Christians who had endured, and they're wanting us to do likewise. Of course, we know that's not how most of the world is. They don't want to see individuals be successful, of course, unless it is themselves. But those who are faithful, that have gone on, want us to be faithful. Number four, Jesus is our high priest. You know, He does not compare with the high priest of the old covenant who had to offer sacrifices year by year with blood not their own. Our high priest, Christ, the cleansing blood, that was His own, and it was given once and for all, which gives us access and continually assists us. He's able to save forever those who draw near to God through Him. That's in Hebrews 7:25. Save forever. So encouraging for us to do what Hebrews 4:14 says. Hold fast. Why? To be saved forever. With all this in mind, I'd like to read a couple passages just kind of to recollect them and to meditate on. Two are from Hebrews and two are going to be from Psalms. Hebrews 10:19-25. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is, through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure blood. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Hebrews 10:35-39. "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. This is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. I pray that these words spoken in God's scriptures will help us all to strengthen our faith. God bless each and every one of you. Looking forward to seeing you all this Sunday, if you feel well enough, if you feel able to attend. Thank you.